Hey, it's a good day. Hey, it is time for us to get you into that good day. What do you think about how your life is going so far this day? Is it, you could be with us
at
the beginning of your day, could be the middle of your day, could be the end of your day. Wherever you are, we hope that things have gone well and or are going well for you. Let's see if we can keep that going. Welcome into another informative, provocative conversation with the Boomer Broads. Anne Marie and Janet are here along with Jennifer and Rich and me. If you go to DougSteffen.com, the Better Living Box, we have a number of things from the contributors to this program, including Janet's family reunion video from the Boomer Broads.
And
there's the highlight of our day. Everybody needs to see Janet's family reunion videos.
I don't find that funny, by the way.
Facebook and YouTube and then / the Boomer Broads. It's hysterical.
The problem with it is there's no naked pictures of anybody.
You don't want to see my family clothes, Doug. This is a 90-year-old woman. Doug, this is the side of you I don't like to see.
Yeah, I'm out of this conversation. Thank you.
Oh, brother.
All right, okay. Well, so let's move on.
Although if you knew her 90-year-old stepmother, yeah, she might consider it.
What's her name?
Is her name Rita?
What's her name?
Police.
If you knew, but you can't put it to music, though.
No, it doesn't work. It's not a good name for music. No, well.
All right, so these ladies are in the same neck of the woods that I am in the Northeast, where we've had earthquakes and hurricanes.
And arrests of famous presidents.
Right, the uncle is under arrest.
He didn't even know he had an uncle.
He didn't? I thought it was interesting. The guy, by the way, those of you who don't know the story, as a fellow who was here illegally from Kenya, who apparently is Mr. Obama's uncle twice removed, and he was arrested in Framingham, the town where I live, for running into a police cruiser. He didn't even put his foot on the brake. He just plowed into the police cruiser. Yeah. And so when they arrested him, he said he was going to call the White House to produce bail. The White House has had no comment whatsoever.
Yeah.
Smart.
Probably the smartest move they've ever made.
Anyway, so we have a lot of problems. One wonders if these are the end of days. Are we prepping ourselves for 12-12-12? Usual stuff. I mean, what's happened here? We are showing our naivete and our weakness and our vulnerability to the scourges of the news media. We are being told we have all of these problems when these problems have been around forever, longer than have we, in fact, these problems. So when you hear all this stuff, you keep pounding. I thought, ladies...
What problems are you talking about?
I'm talking about all of the things that we are, the earthquakes, the tornadoes, the natural sort of
natural
things.
Natural disasters.
We haven't had
those kinds of things here in the Northeast.
What, tornadoes? Sure we have. There's a tornado that came through Framingham the same year, the biggest hurricane, 1954, when I was a kid. As a matter of fact, it started in Worcester, ripped through Auburn and Shrewsbury, and came up to Framingham before it dissipated.
Like 50 years ago.
1954. Yep. Well, you say they don't happen.
What I meant was it's really, I mean, I don't think there's any particular message in it. I think it's coincidence.
Well, but there are.
I don't agree with any of them.
The presidential candidates say, this is a message from God.
Message from God.
I happen to believe that it is the heavens punishing the Republicans, but that's, of course, where I come from.
Yeah, that's where you come from.
I think it's interesting, and I think it really tells.
You're not really. See, that was a tongue-in-cheek remark.
No, she's right. She's right. With everything that's going on, we want to be punished.
You deserve to be punished.
Please, just get us out of here.
It's, it's just, it's how do you respond? How do you respond to stuff like crises and impending disaster?
I'm going to give you actually the other side of the coin, Doug, only because we happen to represent a major utility in New England.
Yeah.
So you can imagine our job.
Let's see who the bad guys are. National Grid, NSTAR.
One of those. And needless to say, it's been a very difficult public relations time because what we've also noticed is because of Twitter our patience level is about a nanosecond. Mm-hmm. You know, our lights are out at 9 o'clock in the morning, and by 9:10 we're tweeting, "What
well,
the heck? Where
yeah.
is everybody?" You know that
is,
sort of thing.
But you see, these companies have, and I won't disparage the yeah. company that you represent, yeah. at least not publicly or while you're listening.
Thank you.
But these companies deserve all the bad press
Why?
That they get because
Why?
They don't. I called this company last night because. One of the farms that I own is isolated somewhat. There's power up to the driveway, and the houses on both sides of the farm have power. There's no power at my place. So I called because I was going to ask a question as to when it could be fixed. 14 minutes later, I hung up the phone in disgust because I had never found a human being to talk to. I got an artificial intelligence voice that said, that we are experiencing
this
lots of...
sounded
like that. Yeah. So, anyway, it's insulting. The artificial intelligence voice says, we have had a lot of problems due to disruptions based on weather problems. Oh, like, duh, I don't know
evening,
that.
Mr. Stevens.
Yeah. So then, if you hold on, you'll talk to somebody. So then they say, female voice comes on, I'm an automated voice, but I talk just like a real person. Please tell me what the problem is. So I said, I'm in Framingham, I have a farm, there's no power, but there's power all around it. And the voice comes back and says, you must speak more clearly and distinctly because I do not understand what you're saying.
You can't tell the computer a story, your life story. You have to say, I have no power.
It all started on a rainy night.
My name is Dudley, but everybody calls me Doug.
Yeah.
And actually, I have two farms here. And so anyway...
You may have heard of me. It is frustrating. We understand that side of it, but you have to understand.
I hope you're getting paid a lot of money by these people.
Well, listen, the utility that we represent had more calls to its call center yesterday than in its history.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Now, wait.
What do you want?
500,000 homes are out of power.
Blah, blah, blah.
Are you saying blah, blah? Wait a minute. Hold on. The blah, blah is aimed at the blah, blah that you get from the company.
Just wants another tweet.
No.
We could arrange for you never to have power.
You know what?
Behave
yourself.
Here's my problem with that. I cannot stand it when I walk into a restaurant and get poor service, and they tell me the reason for their poor service is that they're really busy. Well, isn't your goal to be really busy?
Yes.
Okay, so if you're really busy and you can't handle the business, you shouldn't be in that business.
Yeah. Wait a second. It's a restaurant's goal to be busy. Yes, it is not a utility's goal to be busy.
The utility's
goal to be busy.
The utility's goal is to make sure that the stockholders get money at the bottom line. They don't cut the limbs away from the trees, away from the lines. They let the trees fall down during circumstances like this, and then they make excuses
as to... That's the utility's responsibility to cut down a person's trees? Now, wait a minute.
No, it's the utility's responsibility to cut down the limbs that are overhanging the lines.
Yes,
what, you think
is.
I'm going to climb up there and cut them down and get electrocuted?
Yes, you're trying to do it. Call Framingham. That's not your utility.
Of course it is.
Absolutely it is. Pepco
is.
Here in Washington has spent the last year apologizing for not cutting down enough trees and saying that it's their mission in life to be able to cut down all the trees they can so that they don't have any downed power lines.
But you know what the real
last year?
You know what the real problem is?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Who said that?
Jennifer did. Who do you think?
Jennifer, what are you watching over
there?
And
may I just say something? You know, again, I'm not in the business. I know Janet today is in the business of defending the utility. We happen to like them and think they do a really phenomenal job.
You got to check them. Clear.
Hold on. How many people have they restored? How many people have they helped not lose?
That's
power?
Their job.
Tell that to
them. That's their job.
You know how hard it is, though? You've got trees down. You've got snapped electrical poles. You've got live power. They restored 300,000 homes yesterday. Why are we not saying bravo?
Because that's their job, and most of the time they're idiots when it comes to dealing with the public. They are so fortunate. They are so fortunate to have you as their PR people because they don't get it. They're not even close. They might as well be an airline because they're as bad at PR as the airlines are.
I am stunned by this conversation, as usual. Right. Let's go back to my reunion. Could we discuss the lease
No,
again?
Actually, you know what? I want to. The real problem isn't sort of the problem is the utility companies, but
the
real
problem is the Democrats, right, Doug?
Here we go.
let's really call it what
it is.
No, the real problem is the
bleeding heart liberal.
Synthetic hysteria that has been created by the news media. I love that term from George Will. Synthetic hysteria that was created by not the storm. It was the reporting of the storm, or people who get themselves into this foolish state and they leave the audio on for the television or even the radio stuff. There was some really good coverage. There was some really helpful information. But for the most part, they didn't have enough to fill. Once they went to all news or all breaking news, there wasn't enough video, there wasn't enough content to make it work. So they create these.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that the news media makes the situation. And now that they're becoming defensive because people actually are realizing what foolishness we're surrounded by, never mind whether it's the earthquake or whether it's the hurricane, whatever the problem, it's always bigger or made to be bigger. You know, Janet, you worked in the newsroom. Anne-Marie, you know you worked in the newsroom.
Yeah.
They teach you to use words that will either scare people, get people's attention, overhype the situation, and create a reality that isn't real.
Stop,
Doug.
I'm done.
Take a breath. Long, deep breath.
Okay, all right.
Honestly, I think, listen, they were off on this, but I would rather have them be off than not warning enough. And frankly, everybody from the president on down saw this as a major threat to human life and safety, and I appreciate that.
Mm.
I think
there's got to be a distinction, and we've got to stop here for a second. But you know, there's a difference between the government saying, "Hey, listen, let's go to safety," and the media going, "This is going to be a big one. In 30 seconds, we'll give you information how not to die."
Yeah.
I appreciate that information, frankly.
You didn't want to die?
Stick around.
No, I honestly didn't.
No, I didn't want to either, but I didn't need them. I have common sense. I didn't really need them to tell me,
I think people
don't stick my finger in a light socket. I think a lot of people needed that
warning.
Yeah. Really? There are a lot of people. You know, you may be right. There are a lot of stupid people who would stick their finger in a light socket just to see what happened. You're right.
How about the people that go down and look at the waves?
Those are really stupid people. The ones who got swept. How many people get swept? There were four or five people that drowned because they stood out there and said, "Look, here we are."
And then they call the Coast Guard to come and rescue them at 2 o'clock in the morning because for some reason they got blown off the rocks while they were.
And they should send them, if any of them lived, they should send them a bill for whatever it cost the taxpayer to go out and rescue their stupid ass from the
water. All right. This is another pleasant discussion.
Your candidate just lost four votes in the next election.
All right.
Always a good time.
God bless you guys. We're having a lot of fun.
God bless you.
The Boomer Brides, Jan and Anne Marie, here on Good Day.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on, concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual actual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to wisefoodstorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. Wisefoodstorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted-down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
It wasn't God who made honky-tonk angels, as you said in the words of your song. Too many times married men think they're still single.
Yeah.
That has caused many a good girl to go wrong.
I'm a fan of roots music.
Yeah.
But what in the world is this?
This is Ruth.
I know.
I like this, though. I like her voice.
Ah. I kind of dig this.
It's Charlotte on the violin. You know, I can't...
Need a little help here?
For some reason, I can't find my... list of the birthdays.
Should we just try to guess whose birthday it is?
I can help you out with this one. It's Kitty Wells, who's 92 today.
Kitty Wells,
holy
there
mackerel.
You go.
Good for her.
Also, a happy birthday to fashion designer Jeffrey, or Joffrey Bean. I remember going to a restaurant up in Malibu, Jennifer.
Yeah.
And it's spelled G-E-O-F-F-R-E-Y, and I called and I asked if I could make a reservation at Jeffrey's. And the maitre d' said to me, "Sir, it is Joffrey."
Joffrey. I just call him Mr. Bean.
Joffrey. Jeffrey Bean, born on this date, 1927. Happy birthday to him. Elizabeth Ashley, the actress, born this date, 1939. She's in The Carpetbagger, Ship of Fools, Paperback Hero, Dangerous Curves. Her biggest problem is that she's a big smoker, and it seems to have now gotten to her. All right, next up, Richie. This is going to be different. He thinks he's in charge now because he has the list, and I can't find my list.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you had this.
I know how to find it, though.
Bill Daley. Yeah. Major Riley.
Yes, Master.
It was Roger. He was Roger on I Dream of Jeannie.
Really?
Turning a young 84 today.
Just a good old boy.
Cooter! Aww. Otherwise known as Ben Jones, turning 70 today, Dudley.
Beats
all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they were born.
And he was also the one who was the narrator of the show. Do you remember that, Jennifer?
Yep.
That was his voice. What's the matter, Dudley?
I'm finding... I don't like you doing this.
I know you don't.
I like to do the world.
No, he's not doing a good job.
Why? Because I like the Dukes of Hazzard? Yeah, this one.
Nah. I want you to try to get into this.
John McNally.
Yeah.
Turning 70.
John McNally is with the Searchers. Sugar and Spice, one of their big songs, Needles and Pins, and Love Potion number 9 was another one of their big hits. He played the guitar also, is he, for the Searchers. He's 70, born in the state 1941. Let's see here. Peggy Lipton's birthday is today. She was in Twin Peaks, but probably best known for her role as Julie in the original Maude Squad.
What a cool theme.
And I don't mean Maude like as in B. Arthur. This is M.O.D. versus M.A.W.D. Got it? 65. My heavens, that's hard to chew on. Speaking of that, Jean-Claude Killy, the Olympic gold medal skier, born in the state 1943. Horace Painter, who is a bass player for General Public. Having the slightest idea. You did a nice job, Richard.
Thank you.
What the heck? I like this song, though. I don't know the I don't know anything about this group. Boy, that's a great song. Very cool, Richie.
You like that?
Michael Chiklis, who is was the Shield guy. He's 48 today. And Cameron Diaz, we've already said happy birthday to her a couple of times. Timothy Bottoms' birthday, born in the state 1951. 28 after on Good Day.
It's easy online.
And now with these travel apps, you can sift through all the myriad options, find out what others are saying about where to stay, eat, and visit, and really plan your trip.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
I went to New York a month ago, and I was planning a trip for three people, and I wanted to stay somewhere by the meatpacking district.
David Singleton writes about pop culture on the web.
But I didn't want to stay anywhere overly trendy. I didn't want to stay anywhere too loud.
So David went on TripAdvisor.com and got a list of hotels ranked by the guests who stayed there.
People upload their photos. So Joe and Mary Jones stay at the Fashion 26 Hotel in Chelsea. They give you their photos of what their room actually looked like, what their view was, good, bad, and the ugly.
Hotels.com does this too. David also likes website aggregators where you can compare prices. One he uses a lot is Kayak.com, and he also likes Expedia. It files your itinerary online, and it's password protected. If you're dashing out of town, don't forget to check LastMinuteTravel.com's travel packages. And if you really want to save, check out Couchsurfing.org. It's a worldwide network of people who rent out their sofas. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings.
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings.
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're going to get some savings. Savings.
Much
savings.
Better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
Bring it to me.
Light Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
After the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Lots of action at DougSteffen.com. What are our Facebook? We had earlier asked on Facebook about Groupon and Living Social. I was sort of surprised that not more people were into that. I thought that was a big deal. I mean, it is a big deal.
It is a big deal, but I mean, it's not something, it's not a conversation topic, I don't think.
Well, how
I
you
tell
have,
people what I buy.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why wouldn't
I
it
do,
be?
But
Have you ever bought anything from those places, you two?
Yes, absolutely.
What did you get?
You don't buy it from them. You have to
get the coupons.
Yeah, the coupons.
I bought several things through Groupon, nothing recently. And like I said, my wife, there was something specifically like a month ago. My wife said, how do I get to this Living Social thing? They have a coupon for something I want.
Uh-huh.
And she went and bought it. I don't even remember what it was. But we have used Groupon probably 5 times in the last year. Mm-hmm. Mostly for going out, things to go out and do. Restaurants.
Okay. See why this doesn't work on Facebook?
Yeah. And that's it.
There we go. Doing what comes naturally.
You use it for your restaurant, though, but have you ever purchased anything?
I have not. No, I don't. I'm an impulse sort of a person.
Yeah.
And I really don't shop for anything except food. Mm-hmm. When you get right down to brass tacks, if I'm looking for something special for somebody, I'll have Megan go find whatever it is that I want for someone. If I want a special gift or something for, I don't engage in that stuff. I don't buy. There's no reason. I mean, once in a while I buy some clothing, but what do I buy? I mean, there are things for the farm that I need to be procuring all the time, but you're not going to find stuff for that for the tractor supply store on Groupon.
Yeah, right. You know what today's deal is for me, Living Social? I just got my email.
Yeah.
4 60-minute pole dancing classes.
Really?
$36.
You should do
it. Originally 100.
You should do it.
La 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 la.
They also have a deal on cupcakes, which I think I might be leaning towards pole dancing. $10 for $20 worth of cupcakes.
There was a young lady who confidently rocked, came into a room. She was explaining stress management to an audience. With a raised glass of water, she was asking a very interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
Is this glass half full or half empty?
Ooh, good question.
And then she asked them, how heavy do you think this glass of water is? The answers called out from the classroom ranged from 8 ounces to 20 ounces. She said, the absolute weight does not matter depends on how long you hold it. So here is an experiment for everyone to try at home or wherever you are, perhaps, unless you're driving a car. This is fascinating, fascinating, fascinating.
How does it work?
Take a glass of water.
Mm-hmm.
Normal glass. Here I have a glass of orange juice, all right? There's a glass
Does
of
it work
orange
with
juice.
Orange juice?
Works with everything, anything that's in a glass.
Okay.
All right? If you hold it for a minute, not a problem. If you hold it for an hour, you will have an ache
sure.
in your arm. If you hold it for a day, you'll have to call an ambulance. In each case, the glass and its contents weighs the same.
Right.
But the longer you hold it, the heavier it becomes. As I hold it out here like this, I can feel it seeming to be heavier. And that is the way this lady taught the class about stress. If you carry your burden all the time, sooner or later it becomes so heavy you will not be able to carry it. Well, let me watch my arm going down a little bit right now. As with a glass of water, you have to put it down for a while and rest before you pick it up again. When you are refreshed, you can carry on with the burden. You can hold the stress longer. Maybe every time you pick it up, it's sort of like practice. So during the day, if you have burdens at work or at home, family, whatever it is, figure out how to put that glass down at night. Put it down before you wouldn't go to sleep holding that glass, right? You could carry it around. I mean, I can feel this up my arm and on my shoulder. Just how much is in this glass? Maybe 4 ounces,
mm-hmm.
right? But what seemed like nothing as I hold it out there, now, again, because, and I am not exactly a weakling. I have pretty good arms and shoulders. I can feel mm-hmm. this pulling me down. So what does all of that stress, whatever you are carrying that doesn't even have any weight, what does it do to you, to your body, to your mind, to your life? Here, this lady suggested some things that perhaps you can use to, and you'll be drinking. I'll drink to this. Are you ready?
Ready.
Sure.
Accept the fact that some days, you are the pigeon, and some days you're the statue. Accept that. Yeah. Right?
That's funny. That's cute.
Keep your words soft and sweet. Just in case you have to eat them. That's always difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Drive carefully. It's not only cars that can be recalled by their maker. Mm. Well, that's Mr. Obama's nephew or uncle, whatever his name is. If you can't be kind, at least have the decency to be vague. If you lend somebody $20 and never see that person again, it was probably worth it. Got it? Remember that lady that I helped in L.A. last spring? She had she ran out of gas and the truck got towed and I paid for everything.
Oh, yeah.
Never heard a word from her again.
Really?
It cost me $300.
Did you want to?
You did a good deed.
You know what? I thought I wanted to, but then I was happy I didn't because, hello, the story's right there, yeah?
Yeah.
It's like the $20. Never put both feet in your mouth at the same time because then you will not have a leg to stand on.
Been there.
This is the advice department from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Nobody cares if you can't dance well. Just get up and dance.
Yep.
Like singing, you all? Nobody cares if you can't sing well. Just get up and sing. Good night, Irene. Good night.
Oh, please.
Birthdays are good for you. The more you have, the longer you live. You may be only one person in the world, but you may also be the world to another person. Anybody in your life that you are the world to? if you're a father, if you're a mother, my guess is if you've done a pretty good job, you are that person to those children. I would hope that for you. A truly happy person is one who can enjoy the scenery on a detour. I was driving around Connecticut yesterday, and it was worse in Connecticut than it was up here in Massachusetts. I was trying to get to a farm, and every road I turned, and I kind of knew where I was. Every road, every turn I took, there was another detour. Take this left, take another left. And I finally couldn't figure out where I was. So I called that guy up, and he says, "You don't have GPS?" And I thought to myself, okay, I got a regular cell phone, not a smartphone. I have my pickup truck that doesn't have any GPS in it. So, no. There's a farmer saying to me, "You don't have GPS." So he brought me around. I ended up getting to the farm by going through a field on the backside of his 200 acres. So I got to his farm. But the scenery was wonderful. It was great. I saw lots of neat stuff, neat area. Again, this is advice, if you will, from people who, from a person who studied people and understood what the burdens of life are. And this is sort of a relief. Have an awesome day and know that someone has thought about you today. All right? I think that there is something about that. We all have somebody special in our lives that we speak about or think about at least once a day, do we not? Let's hope. But what kind of a life do you lead if you don't have at least one person in your life that you think of well during the day? Is that person not living really? I mean, just dead walking around like a zombie. If you don't have one person in your life that you can think good things about, what a horrible life you have. I don't know. I mean, how do you fix it? Normally, if that's the case, there's something wrong with you. I'm going to guess. If there's no one else in your life that you think about at all during the day but you, then you are the problem. How else could you describe it? Could you imagine any of us, any of you, spending your whole day and never, ever, ever thinking, not thinking about another person?
Yeah, it's called Congress.
Oh, okay.
It's very good.
I should have remembered.
Duh.
Yeah. All right, if this is you, you used to be energetic, used to be happy, ladies loved you, and now you fall asleep because you are way gone, way out of shape. You're angry at stuff. You don't want to be like that. There's a product, a natural product called Ageless Male around. This is a natural supplement that will raise your testosterone by 61%. Your testosterone, you don't have to do injections. You don't have to make appointments with the doctor. This is some way for you to get your energy back, to feel good, to actually have health. You'll have this aura of health. And now the good thing here is not only does this stuff work wonderfully well, you can try Ageless Male, this product from New Vitality, risk-free. You don't have to lose a thing. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body and your mood and your life, your romantic life, call this number now, 800-864-4031. Don't wait. Why would you wait? 800-864-4031. Remember, there's a special deal to get your testosterone back to 60 or up by 61% from where it is, bring you back around to being. It's amazing how much this stuff changes you. It really is. Amazing. So drop everything right now. Call 800-864-4031. Get a natural way, a safe supplement. Help yourself to normalcy, to good testosterone levels. Ageless Male, proven by clinical research to boost your testosterone 61%. Get yourself out of the funk. Call 800-864-4031. It works.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount. A discount for the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, guys, let's face it.
Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop.
It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love?
Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Gingerbread men are...
gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brand you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Let's see if I can find one of our sweet tweets from today, Richie. Explain iCloud to your oldest living relative.
Not a chance. Not a chance. I couldn't explain it to you.
51 past our good day.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do 3 things right away. Number 1, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number 2, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number 3, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Construction industry in some areas may see a short-term boom thanks to Hurricane Irene. I'm John Iannuzzi in for David Weiss with the news that matters. Losses from Hurricane Irene are estimated at $7 billion. Now, that's less than many had feared. That compounds the vast damage caused by weather in the United States this year, but seems unlikely to hurt the overall economy. The weekend's ill winds might actually give the economy a small push in months ahead, but they'll also probably help push homeowners insurance premiums higher. Some economists said that, as with past hurricanes and earthquakes, the recovery could end up boosting growth in the coming months. Demand for building repairs, for example, might help the depressed construction industry. Economists said reconstruction after Irene could increase U.S. economic growth in the October to December quarter, though the benefits will be limited by the relatively slight damage that the storm caused. The economic stimulus from the storm will be about double the cost of its damages. An industry expert and senior fellow at the Brookings Institute, a Washington think tank, said that the benefit will be small compared to the size of the national economy in light of the relatively minor damage. Now, what may not seem minor to some, especially those dealing with it, power outages is still laying over from Hurricane Irene. For instance, 20 major transmission lines in Boston alone have caused the largest power outage in the Bay State since an April 1997 snowstorm. Good luck to those folks. They're being told up to a week of outages. In other news, British police revealed this week that they sent officers to protect major shopping centers and the 2012 Olympic sites after intercepting phone and social network messages recently saying they were targets for rioters. The government has said it will debate whether cell phone services could be disrupted or blackouts imposed on social networks during such riots, proposals that have already been fiercely opposed by civil libertarians. A 16-year-old boy was ordered late last week to stand trial for the murder of a retiree attacked when he confronted rioters in London earlier this month. And police are crediting an alert neighbor with saving a 6-year-old girl from a man who snatched her and shoved her into a van as she walked home from a neighbor's house in Albuquerque, New Mexico last week. A neighbor saw the abduction, chased the van, which crashed into a light pole. The girl was rescued. The suspect was later caught by police. Still to come, stamps set sail.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup. Barracuda.com/backup.
In other news this morning, polygamist leader Warren Jeffs was in critical condition in a Texas hospital yesterday after falling ill during a fast. CNN.com reports that a source familiar with Jeffs' medical condition said that he was in a coma. The source did not provide further details. The leader of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, a breakaway Mormon sect, was sentenced earlier this month to life in prison plus 20 years for sexual assault. Jason Clark, a spokesman for the Texas Department of Criminal Justice, said that Jeffs was sent to a hospital in Tyler on Sunday night and was in critical but stable condition. He was not eating or drinking enough fluids and also has some other medical conditions. Clark told CNN he would not elaborate, citing inmate privacy rules. With the end of summer upon us, a soothingly nautical Edward Hopper painting is set to go on tiny display. The Long Leg, which depicts a boat sailing near Provincetown, Massachusetts, has been chosen as a forever stamp by the U.S. Postal Service and will grace envelopes nationwide. This isn't Hopper's first such appearance. His The Lighthouse at Two Lights inspired a 6-cent stamp back in 1970. And after putting Kiss's logo on everything conceivable, every type of piece of memorabilia, including wine and condoms, the band has set its sight on the world beyond. As a follow-up to the band's Kiss coffins, Kiss cremation urns are now for sale. Talk about diehard fans. I'm John Iannuzzi. That's the news that matters.
Business phone systems don't have to be expensive or hard to install and maintain. Cuditel is an easy-to-use, next-generation VoIP phone system that enables seamless, high-definition voice and video communication. It's time to fire the phone guy. Because Cuditel can be deployed by your in-house or outsourced IT staff. Starting at just $1,399 with no per-user or per-feature fees, Cuditel by Barracuda Networks is powerful and affordable. Visit Cuditel.com for a free evaluation. That's Cuditel.com.
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law.